This week on the Federalist Radio Hour.
The Arizona race is such an interesting one because Blake Masters, from at least my perspective, is a very good candidate and a good sort of glimpse at what the future of the Republican Party could and should be. But it's telling also when that money sort of came out.
Subscribe to The Federalist on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Somebody just said they realize it's 3 weeks. Janet said, I just realized it's 3 weeks until Thanksgiving.
Oh my gosh, that is really soon. That means I need to start thinking about our Christmas like letter. You know how I do a letter every year? That's usually when I do it is Thanksgiving weekend.
Oh my God.
I can't believe that's already time for that.
It's so great. I've already decorated for Christmas, you guys. So great.
That's crazy.
I love the holidays.
Crazy.
I love this time of year. I love it.
You guys, quick reminder that if you have not yet thought about diversifying your financial portfolio and including some precious metals in it, now is a great time because if you text the word checks to 989898, you can get the nicest, most informative, free information kit from Birch Gold on how to invest in precious metals. And remember, precious metals don't generally, they're not affected by what is going on in the stock market, okay? They tend to hold their value, and that's why it's so important to just have that be a part of your financial portfolio, whether you choose to have it physically at home, which you and I have, or whether you have some of it in an IRA, which is also a really great idea because then you know it's in a depository where it's insured. Or both. I mean, the best thing to do is have it kind of spread out around both. In addition to your normal 401ks and however you like to play with the stock market or do real estate or whatever, it's just really good to have a lot of baskets and a lot of different eggs. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So have all the eggs, have all the baskets, and text the word chicks to 989898 to learn more about what Birch Gold can do for you and why investing in precious metals is a great idea.
Yes, and they're precious. Okay. Also, you guys, we did a deep dive yesterday with Joe Reeks from My Patriot Supply. Really great conversation, especially right now.
Yeah.
You know? Because so much crap is going on in the world, in our country. And it was super informative. A lot of cool stuff that he told us about. A lot of neat products that they have for people who are preppers. And then people who are not preppers or think they're not preppers, but who should be preppers. Wouldn't you like to be a prepper too? So it was just a really cool conversation. You may want to check that out. Today it will drop. Valen will get that out today. So definitely check it out. Chicksontheright.com/links. That's where you can find everything, all of our stuff, including our deep dive, our podcasts, our socials, everything. Chicksontheright.com/links.
Yay. Okay. We're going to just start off with all of the Joe Biden crazy from yesterday because there was a lot. You guys, a lot of crazy. And the first clip that you're going to see is going to need some translation. Okay. So we're going to be I'm going to reach out to you, all of our audience members, to help decipher what in the holy hell Joe Biden is saying that Trump promised. Okay. He's saying that Trump promised something. You're just going to have to let me know what you think that something is. Take a listen.
And he promised to have an infrastructure week. For 4 years, he promised infrastructure.
What?
It became a laugh line. Well, guess what?
He promised. That's what he promised.
We got to do that again.
It's like one of those huskies that talks in your TikToks.
Okay, I mean, he said infrastructure something at the beginning, but then he was like, listen again.
He promised to have an infrastructure week.
Week.
For 4 years, he promised infrastructure. Became a laugh line. Well, guess what?
He became the laugh line. No, Joe, that's you.
Oh,
how can people wear a shirt that says Christ on it? How can you do that?
Oh, my God.
And
like, unironically.
Right.
Maybe it was Halloween.
Well, it's true. It's very true. It was right around Halloween. God, I mean.
Oh, my God.
How can you look yourself in the mirror and go, I like myself with this shirt on? Wow.
There was also the little mix-up. He forgot the name of the hurricane that just hit Florida. And then when he corrected himself, he pronounced it wrong. Like, it was just a big fat mess all the way around. Listen.
Last time I was in Florida was almost a month ago because of Hurricane Ivan.
No, no. No. No, that's not.
He's so bad at this, you guys. He's so bad at it.
Who said he's a Muppet? Who said that?
He is a Muppet.
He is a Muppet. He's one of the guys. He's one of the guys in the balcony. That's him. Yeah. Only not at all funny or entertaining. No.
And when he's not, you know, doing that, like when he's not just saying things that make no sense, or when he's not doing that, he's lying. So it's like you get one or the other, right? Or he's like hand grabbing or like kissing on small
sniffing,
girls.
Sniffing just, people. Yeah.
It's not good. So one of the lies that he told yesterday inexplicably is that he went to a historically Black college or university.
He made up that
he went to Delaware State, which is an HBCU. He did not go there. He went to the University of Delaware, whole other school. Okay. Why you would say, that's like me just saying for no reason, based on the audience I'm in front of, I went to Kansas State. I would never do that. I would never, ever, ever do that. And yet the president of the United States can't even keep track of where he freaking went to school.
Yeah.
It's great to be at Florida Memorial University, one of the nation's great HBCUs. I'm a big fan of HBCUs.
Yeah.
I got my start at one of those other HBCUs, Delaware State University.
No, what?
Okay, that's pretty good, man. Anyway.
What in the hell is happening? He's like, I was born a poor Black child. What? This guy. How can they not, like, the people in the audience, how are they not, like, he's crazy. They're all cheering him on like sheep. Like, seriously.
Oh, my God.
How can they take him seriously? I don't know.
How? I mean, that's your own school. Like, I get that he's old. Okay. I know it was a long ass time ago. But I feel like when I'm 80, I'm going to remember which university I actually attended.
Of course. Of course you will. Yeah. I'm going to know too. Yeah. Somebody said his name is Sir Shits-a-Lot. That was really funny.
It's funny, but it's not.
It's funny because he's running the country, you guys. I mean, he's not really. There are other people that are pulling the puppet strings, but he is our president. I wake up at like 2 a.m. and I'm like, oh my God, Joe Biden is president. How did that happen?
And for 2 more years.
I know, which is why you guys have got to watch our deep dive with My Patriot Supply guy, because we in danger, y'all. Seriously.
We are in some serious danger. Okay, mm-hmm. One more clip of Biden, then we'll move on to something else. So you know how he's constantly trying to pretend as if his son Beau died in Iraq?
Yes, yes.
Even though Beau died 6 years after he'd been in Iraq?
Right.
Okay, so that happens again, except that this whole clip is freaking nuts, because he starts to say that the reason that gas prices are so high and that inflation is a problem is because of the war in Iraq. Okay, so first he says that, which that's not even a thing anymore. So first he says that, then he remembers like midway through a whole other thought. Oh yeah, I didn't mean the Iraq war. I meant the Ukraine war. And the reason that I'm thinking of Iraq is because that's where Bo died.
Oh,
I mean, it's the whole thing is just nuts. Look at this.
No change in the quality of it, just change in the price. And they talk about inflation. You know, we're dealing with it for a whole second. Inflation is a worldwide problem right now because of a war in Iraq and the impact on oil and what Russia's doing. I mean, excuse me, the war in Ukraine.
Oh, my God.
And thinking of Iraq because that's where my son died.
I mean,
No, but he didn't. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. He won't stop, you guys. He will not. He creates these stories and then tells them so many times over and over again that he starts to believe them. And it doesn't matter how often the press or whoever says that's a lie, he just keeps right on going.
And it's, I think it's beyond him lying at this point. I mean, he clearly has dementia. He clearly is just, he's running his mouth and he doesn't know, I think, sometimes what he's freaking saying. It's again, like, it's sort of like, you know, the whole Fetterman thing. Like, we go back and forth where you've got these people who know what's happening to these gentlemen, right? And they don't do anything about it because they just don't care, because they're so power hungry and they just want to stay in power so badly that they're going to allow these people to just keep saying the things, even though they don't really know half the time what they're saying and they just don't have the wits about them. He is riddled with dementia, and he has been for a very long time, and he has no business running the country. No business.
None whatsoever. I mean, this is, and it's funny, you keep seeing those like memes and stuff of people saying, have you noticed that there is not a single Joe Biden supporter who like wears the merch?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's nobody that's going around in a Go Biden t-shirt.
Uh-huh.
They are only saying, but Trump. Trump is terrible. And so therefore I'm going to continue to support the demented old fool.
And there's
nobody that actually supports Joe Biden that I'm aware of.
This is precisely why they've dug up Obama. And they have him on the campaign trail now.
Yeah.
They've gotten him out there and he's talking to everybody and he's doing the whole Obama thing that he does. I mean, Obama was nowhere to be found for like the past year and a half. He's been out partying, doing his thing and spending his money, right? And now they're like, crap, we got to get Obama out here again and put Joe in the basement. Of course, Joe has been in Delaware doing whatever he does in Delaware, just hanging out in his bedroom, in his basement, wherever. And then they brought Obama out and he's been talking and doing the thing and people love him, right? They just adore Obama and he's been campaigning. So it's like he's been the face because they need him right now so badly to say all the things. And then now I guess they let Joe Biden get on the stage again. And they're like, oh shit, what are we doing? Because he's such a disaster. So bad, you know, but that's the only reason that they bring Obama out is, I mean, they wouldn't.
That's what they've got. They have to.
They have to. Exactly. It's a must.
Yeah. You guys, we have to talk about Bone Frog coffee for a moment because, you know, we've been drinking it. We hope that you're on the Bone Frog team, that you have been boned sufficiently by bonefrogcoffee.com. We got the most amazing email. This is just incredible. So we got an email from Elizabeth Glenn, and she said, I added a little note to my coffee order, and I wanted you to see what Bone Frog wrote back to me on the packing slip. This is just so great.
I cannot wait.
So, and she was like, coffee that supports our military, perfect. It is a blast to work out and now get boned too with you in the mornings. I am blessed to have found you. I don't even know how many years ago. And we're so happy we can support you and your sponsors. Have a blessed day. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for all you do. And so this is incredible. So people that have ordered from Bone Frog Coffee know that they send you a handwritten thank you note with your order, which is like, I mean, can you even?
Unheard of.
Another reason that I love them.
I know. They're just awesome. I love them so much. Yeah.
So when you go to order it, there's like the place where it says, how did you hear about Bone Frog? And you select Chicks on the Right from the drop-down menu. But there's also a place where you can write in a comment. So Elizabeth wrote under customer notes when she placed her order, she wrote, thank you for being a sponsor of the Chicks on the Right. They have a fierce loyal fan base of patriots and people who love our country. And my husband and I look forward to trying your coffee. God bless, which was so sweet, right?
So sweet.
And she sent a picture of the handwritten note that Bone Frog sent back.
Oh my God.
Then they, on the packing slip, they also wrote her a note back to her note that says, I freaking love them so much.
I know, I do too.
It says, we heart the Chicks on the Right. If you don't love our coffee, Tim, their CEO, will do 100 burpees, but we know that you'll love it.
I love that so much.
I mean, I cannot. I just can't get over how much I just, they're like the perfect partner of ours.
They really are.
Perfect one.
I know.
And so if you're not getting boned, hello, order right now.
You have to. They really do write handwritten notes to you. It's not, like every single one. And when we first met them, they were like, listen, it takes time. Like that's a hard thing to do, to write handwritten notes to every single person that orders coffee. But they do it.
Yeah,
you know, because they have a commitment to customer service. They're the best. What's a burpee? Cliff is like, what's a burpee? I'm not going to show you right now.
No, it's like a push up and like a jump and like a plank, like all together. Like the least favorite exercise.
The worst. They're the freaking worst.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, if you go to bonefrogcoffee.com and you get a subscription, you're going to get 5% off of that subscription. And you're going to want it because this, even if you don't get a subscription and you're like, well, I want to try it first. I understand that. But as soon as you try it, you're going to be like, okay, yeah, I need a subscription. Right. I need it right now. My hope for Bone Frog Coffee and our audience is that our audience gets boned so hard that they're not going to be able to send thank you notes anymore to people.
Right.
That it's going to be that their business is going to explode so much that it'll become impossible for them to send personal thank you notes. That's my hope for
we
them.
Want them. Yeah, we want them to become so, so popular.
Cheers. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. Did you want to note something?
Just the website, chicksontheright.com. You guys make sure that you're checking it out and that you've bookmarked it and you're going there every day.
Every single solitary day.
Right.
Okay. I wanted to introduce people to someone that I just found yesterday because I saw a campaign ad from Caroline Levitt. Now, if you're in New Hampshire, which I don't know how many New Hampshire watchers we have, but if you're in New Hampshire, then perhaps you've already known who Caroline Levitt is. She's running for Congress there and she released an ad. And the reason that I wanted to share her with everybody is because she is just a 25-year-old woman.
Wow.
Who is, man, is she ever a firecracker? So I thought, you know what? More people should know about little Miss Caroline. Here she is.
He got caught lying about me because Chris Pappas doesn't have solutions for you. I'm Caroline Levitt. And here's the truth. I was born and raised here in a small business family, where I learned to work hard and get the job done. In Congress, I'll fight to end inflation, lower taxes, and ensure our small businesses thrive. I'm Caroline Levitt, and I approve this message because this record inflation must end, and I'll get the job done.
Caroline Levitt for Congress.
She's adorable.
She
oh my God, just adorable. 25. I think back on what I was doing when I was 25. Wasn't that? It's not that, you guys. My God. Good for her.
Seriously. I know, right? I just thought, you know what? She's been following us on Twitter for a while. We're following her. And I thought, this is a good little ad. I'm going to share it with our audience. So you go, Caroline.
Go, Caroline. That's right.
Thank you, Cindy. Cindy sent a super sticker and said, damn, got boned by a Navy SEAL. Think I'll go back for seconds.
Yeah. You may want to go back for thirds.
Oh my God, I'm so glad they're SEALs. Otherwise, I don't know how much they'd appreciate the way that we promote them.
They don't get offended by much, you guys.
They don't, because they're SEALs. Uh-huh. All right, switching gears, wanted to share a clip from, I don't know if this is Ted Cruz's actual podcast. I think it probably is. But he's talking to whoever it is that's interviewing him about his experience on The View. Because you remember, we played a couple clips, I think, of Ted Cruz's recent appearance on The View. Very, very contentious. And so he's kind of talking about that a little bit. And I love how this video clip is put together. Listen.
As we talked about earlier on the pod, going on The View was amazing fun. They're not used to anyone challenging them. They're not used to anyone presenting anything other than the hard left partisan propaganda. And they kind of lost their mind. And they couldn't let it go. So even though we got into it a week ago, in the last few days, they had Chelsea Clinton on, and they asked her about what I had said, and in particular that Hillary Clinton had gone on their show and had said that President Trump's election was illegitimate. And they, well, watch what Chelsea said.
Take a look at this. It's hysterical.
Senator Ted Cruz, who was here on the show, when we pressed him on the MAGA Republicans' election denial, he did whip out some sort of prop, and he argued that your mother did the same thing.
I do think that he knows that
he's an illegitimate president. What's your reaction?
That's funny, Sonny, because I'm pretty sure that I remembered that next day I was standing behind her when she conceded.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's an illegitimate president.
And that she said while she had campaigned very hard against President Trump, she hoped that he would be a president for all Americans.
An illegitimate president.
You know, I think that Senator Cruz just might have a slightly different memory of that.
I do think that he knows that he's an illegitimate president.
They sat here and said it was illegitimate,
and
you guys were fine with it.
I do think that he knows that he's an illegitimate president.
I freaking love that.
Yeah. I mean, it's like rewriting history. This is what they're so good at, you know. It's like, and then they gaslight, and they all the things that they accuse us of, they do
exactly. Exactly,
it drives me crazy.
It's just gaslighting 101, right? Like they're the experts at it, and they forget that we have all of these things on video. The video doesn't go away.
And that it happened. They do it with everything. They do it with COVID. They do it with everything. It's just like we lived it. We heard it.
We remember. It wasn't that long ago, you guys.
It is just you did it to us. It's like we're adults. All of us are adults. We watched it happen. You did it to us. Just
remember
it.
Remember when we were on the radio and we used to play that clip of Chelsea sounding like the sheep?
Oh my God. Yes.
You guys, sometimes when she talks, she goes like this. She goes
and I was like and she's like, my mom is my role model.
We had like the best clip of that. Like a
and then time. And then we like spliced it with Peter Griffin from Family Guy. Yes. It was the greatest thing. And it was like my mom, and it was like and it was Peter Griffin. It's the greatest. This is what we did. We were history makers in radio, you guys. History makers.
Precedent setters.
Totally.
I'd say. Mm-hmm. All right. Moving on. We have to talk for a moment about Governor DeSantis, because he has released his final campaign ad ahead of next Tuesday's election, and it is fantastic. Look.
Free state of Florida. We are going to carry this torch of freedom onward because our mission is very simple. We are keeping the state of Florida free. Thank you all. God bless you.
It's just fantastic. It's just
perfect.
Fantastic. That's all you got to do. Just play a little freedom music and then there you go. Your record speaks for itself. Suck it, Newsom. Suck it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Remember when Newsom tried to say that like California is somehow more free?
Yeah. Okay. And that Florida wasn't. Give me a break. It's like you can't use plastic here. You can't use plastic.
You can use this paper straw that's in a plastic wrapper.
Right. That's in a plastic cup and it's disintegrating. Shut up, Gavin, you commie. God.
So yesterday morning, we got to talk about this James Corden, Ricky Gervais thing, because yesterday morning, the James Corden show, I don't know what the name is. Is it the Late Night with James Corden? Whatever his show is. Whatever the name of his show is.
I don't watch it. Do you watch it?
No. Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't.
I go to bed at like 8:30.
That's right. You do go to bed at 7. Don't kid anybody here. She goes to bed at 7, you guys.
I mean, I really do. Yeah. Like in the summer, it's really bad because my husband will be like, there are people still walking their dogs right now. And
he's
you're
like,
in
the
bed.
The sun is shining in the windows. And she's got one of those masks on. She's going to bed. Right.
So anyways, the official Twitter account of the show posted a clip from not last night, but the night before of James Corden talking about the Elon Musk thing and telling a joke about Twitter being the town square. And when I watched it on Twitter, when his account posted it, I was like, huh, that's funny. But I also had like this sense of deja vu, right? I was like, why does this sound? It's like a familiar thing. Well, then I saw Ricky Gervais retweet it with this little quip about how the joke was really good. And I was like, oh my God, that is freaking Ricky Gervais's joke. And so not only was it like just an outright steal, because I'm going to show you the side by side. It was ridiculous. But then the worst part is that after that made news, James Corden's apology was so bad that it almost made things worse. Because basically all he said was, I inadvertently told a joke by the brilliant Ricky Gervais. You can watch Ricky Gervais like here, and he like had a link to his stuff. But his point was not to apologize for stealing a joke. It was that he didn't know that it was Ricky's. So it's like he didn't apologize for stealing. He just apologized for not knowing who he stole from. Which I thought was even, it was so bad.
So basically he's Amy Schumer.
Yes.
He is Amy Schumer now, because that's how she's built a career.
I mean.
It's like.
This you guys, is the thing. When you see this side by side, it is extraordinary. Because it's not just I'm going to use the basis of the joke. It is practically word for word. Look at this.
If someone puts up a poster in a town square that says guitar lessons available.
That's like going into a town square, seeing a big notice board, and there's a notice, guitar lessons.
Like, you don't get people in the town go, I don't want to play the guitar!
And you go, but I don't fucking want guitar lessons!
Well, then that sign wasn't for you. It was for somebody else. You don't have to get mad about all of it.
Fine, it's not for you then. Just walk away. Don't worry about it.
I mean,
wow.
You guys.
Wow.
It's just like, how do you do that and not at least feel bad about it? If it was your writer that gave you the joke from the show and you just told it because a writer gave it to you, you still freaking apologize. You don't just say, I inadvertently told a joke from the great Ricky Gervais.
Or you
apologize.
Or you fire the freaking writer.
Yeah, or both, right?
You fire the writer and say, this isn't okay. This is stealing.
Oh my God. Especially after all the news about James Corden being such an a-hole to wait staff in restaurants.
Right.
And now this, it's like, he is awful. I had no idea he was this awful.
By the way, he was a-hole to the staff. And then apparently he got like free food for life in that restaurant because he apologized. Did you see that?
No.
This is what happens to stars. Yeah, he made a deal with that restaurateur that if he apologized, he would get free food for life. Because this is what happens to people in Hollywood and celebrities in general. He now gets free.
Oh, my God.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If he just apologized in public, publicly said, oh, everything's great and I apologize and they're great, blah. Now he gets free whatever. He gets all the free food. This is the thing. I know. I hate these people.
Oh my God.
I know.
Yeah, that is not okay. Mm-hmm. Also, a quick headline to get to just before we get to our final clip before WAC. There is an ex-girlfriend of Trump's. So just know that this story is going to be something you probably hear about today. There's an ex-girlfriend of Trump's from the 90s.
92 or something, right. Oh, I know. God. Give me a break.
And so the story is, because she's biracial, and the story goes that while they were dating at some point, he joked to her that she got her beauty from the black side of her heritage and the brains from the white side. And so she's telling the story now because she doesn't want Trump to run for president. So she's figuring maybe if I bring this up, it'll like make people super mad and then they won't vote for him or something. I guess this is the logic. And so just so you know, an ex-girlfriend is coming out to complain about something that her ex-boyfriend said to her while they were dating in the 90s.
That's apparently a story. Wouldn't one be able to argue, though, that if he was, in fact, a racist, he wouldn't have dated her in the first place? I'm just putting that out there. because I mean, seriously, because people say that he's a racist. Yeah. I mean, a racist would not date. Seriously, if he was in fact a real racist, a racist wouldn't date a woman who is half black, right? Or half anything that is not white, right? Yeah. I mean, that's because that's what racists do. Racists are real racists, at least that seriously, that's by definition, are people that are like, no, I can't associate with people who are not white.
Right.
I'm just putting that out there.
I mean, it is a thing. It is a point
right.
to be made. Right. All right. Final clip before we get to whack. And that is just the absolute disgustingness of Nicole Wallace. She's MSNBC, right?
God, not CNN. Just,
yeah, MSNBC.
Yes. And she's so miserable.
She's a miserable hag. And so she had that Capital Six cop who went to, like, he's one of the people that testified in the January 6th commission just about how basically it's all Trump's fault and all that stuff. You'll recognize his face as soon as you see him. So he is, I guess, campaigning against or helping campaign against Carrie Lake. He's very, very, he thinks Carrie Lake is essentially Donald Trump's twin. And so what you're going to hear is him calling her a piece of shit. Okay. Like and he says that just like that. The reason that this is part, that this conversation is happening and you're not going to see this part is that they played an ad from, the cop who had a stroke, that Sicknick guy, I forget his first name, Jason, maybe Sicknick, mm-hmm. the Capital Six cop who died of a stroke, like the next day or within right. the next few days.
Right.
So his mom, that cop's mom, released a campaign ad against Carrie Lake. Okay, that's the context for what you're about to see. But listen to Nicole Wallace's reaction to this guy calling Carrie Lake a piece of shit.
Gotten to know Mrs. Sicknick pretty well, and I thought that was a powerful ad. I mean, she's out there, I think, trying to do what all of us are trying to do here, which is bring accountability for January 6th. And you know, I also support the fact that Carrie Lake's a piece of shit. So I'm glad she did that ad.
And no one is going to say that you haven't put it all out on the line in the bluntest terms possible.
Unbelievable.
So right before he said that, I don't know if you heard right before they cut back to her. You can hear her laughing. And then they go to her face.
And she's smiling. I mean, she laughs. And then she's like, "We are so great. Yeah. Let's make out.
I mean, it's pretty
gross. It's pretty gross is what it is. She's supposed to be a journalist. These are our journalists, you guys. Make no mistake. These people are disgusting, disgusting humans, like excuses for humans. Mm-hmm. And these are the people who are telling you about things like, I don't know, COVID and all the things that you're supposed to be knowing about when it comes to news. But that's okay. They're calling Carrie Lake, who is, you know, a candidate for governor of Arizona, a piece of shit. And she's laughing about it on television. Remember
when I'm sure if you look in her bio, wherever she has profiles, it says journalist. Mm-hmm. I would bet you that it says that she's a journalist.
Without question, it says journalist. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And she's supposed to be giving you the news. Just keep that in mind. The next time these people are telling you about things that you need to know about, you know, for your like well-being and stuff. Mm-hmm. I just trust no one.
Exactly. One of our favorite sponsors ever is back for the holiday season. Let me show you something. So
God, I love them so much.
Oh my God. And people, I remember our people loved heat holders last year. Mm-hmm. You guys are going to love them again. These are the folks. I have two sets of their socks to show you because look at the inside. This is their medium level warmth sock. So you can see like all of the warm, fuzzy goodness. And then the top like warm sock, it has this like actual fur inside them.
My foot in there.
They're so freaking great. Their technology of keeping your feet warm, and not just your feet, because they have like all kinds.
They have products. They have gloves. They have hats. They have like base layer stuff. Yeah, they have base layer stuff. It's really great if you're like on a ranch or a farm. Oh my God, you guys, the greatest.
Inside, are you kidding? Mm-hmm. I wore a hat just like this to all the winter lacrosse games last winter, and
right.
I mean, They're amazing. They're amazing technology. Keeps your feet warm, keeps everything warm. They have long underwear. They have all the things that you can think of. And their prices are ridiculously low, you guys.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
Awesome.
You can stuff all the stockings with heat holder stuff. You can take care of Christmas with heat holder stuff. And if you use code CHICKS at heatholders.com, you're going to save an extra 15% off of their already ridiculously low prices. And if you spend $25 or more, you're going to get free shipping. So excited that Heat Holders is back.
They love them.
One of our favorites for sure. Heat Holders. Yeah. .com
they
code chicks
are awesome, and check out our website too, chicksontheright.com.
All right, you've got a seriously whack.
It's so whack. You know, send it to me. Sid, our good friend Sid, sent this to me yesterday, and I'm like, well, this is totally the whack for tomorrow. okay, but I have to admit, it's I at first I was like, this is crazy, but I can see where people would want to do this. I really can't. So I don't want to judge too harshly because people really love their pets, you guys. Okay. I'm one of those people. I would not do this personally, but I can see where people would be so, and just they love their pets so much that they would be like, what can I do to keep my pet forever in my home? All right. Do you have the picture? Because you got to show them. There's a picture. Somebody made their golden retriever into a rug, you guys. Okay. All right.
So it's not like taxidermy exactly, because it's not like they stuffed their dog, but they skinned it essentially. And now it's a golden retriever rug. Okay.
Now the lady who does this says that you can do it with the head or without the head.
Oh my God.
I know, but this is what people are doing. I know. Molly's like, no.
There's video, you guys. There's video.
Oh God. Okay. So I'm so uncomfortable.
I can't.
I know, but here's the thing. So I have a cowhide. I have lots of cowhide rugs in our house because we live in a barn dominium and we live in the country. We're a ranch basically. So I have lots of cowhide rugs in my home. I have one in particular that looks exactly like Cash, you know? And so we joke because Cash will lay on the cowhide rug and he blends with the with the cowhide.
And so it doesn't have a head.
No, God, no. Okay. There's no cow like head on the, but there's okay. you know what I'm talking about? The Brazilian cowhide rugs. I have them all over my house, right? And so it's just interesting because when he lays on it, because he looks like a cow. I mean, his coloring is very cow coloring.
Yeah.
And so when he lays on that rug, he blends in with that rug. And so we joke a lot. We're like, he looks so weird on that rug because it just sort of like he's camouflaged on it. And so when I saw that, I thought, that's so weird. If he was a rug, he would look like one of my Brazilian cowhide rugs.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, but I'm not planning on making Cash into a rug. It's a little weird, you guys. But I don't want to judge too harshly because I know that people love their babies. I know they do, but I'm not going to do it. Cause that's freaking
I know.
Weird.
I've actually thought, and I may have said it out loud to my husband. I'm not sure. Or maybe it's just a thought that I keep inside and that I have. And then I'm like, that's crazy. And then I tell myself you're being crazy, but you know, Elidor,
Don't do it.
No. I will tell you though, because Ella Dog, you know, she's 13 and a half, and I know my days with her are numbered. And so the thing that I always think about with her is that she has that brindle ear that is so unique and weird and not typical of a lab.
You want to keep her ear?
I want to keep her ear. I think that to myself sometimes, that I just want to be able to hold that ear because it's the softest thing you've ever felt in your entire life.
Yeah.
But I know that's crazy and I'm not actually going to do it.
It's kind of crazy.
Sometimes I have the thought where I'm like, oh, I wish I could just keep this ear though.
Yeah, you know? You're nuts. You're crazy. But here's the thing. Like Mach also wants to turn her husband into a diamond one day. It's true, you guys. She does.
I mean, that is kind of true.
She does, because she's like, listen, I know my husband's going to die first because I'm going to drive him crazy to the point where he's going to be like, I'm out. And so he's going to die first. I'm going to turn him into a diamond. I'm going to put it
on
my hand.
And then I can have him. I'm going to, a pendant. And then he'll always be close to my heart.
This is what she says.
By the way, he is adamantly opposed to this idea. You should know.
But he has no choice because he's going to be dead. So what does it matter? I mean, like our husbands have ever had choices in any matter whatsoever. Why start when he's dead?
Oh my God. It's so true. Yeah. You guys, I do have these crazy thoughts. I do. I mean, I'm just saying it because I trust you all to understand that my heart is good.
Right.
Oh my God. Oh, shoot. What? I just froze. Am I back?
You're okay. You're okay. Yeah. All right. We're bringing it in, Cash. We're bringing it in. He's getting up. He's like, oh, geez, I got to get up. It's flappy time. Here it comes.
Flappy
here it
time.
Comes. Are you going to say hi to everybody? Come here. Come here. Say hi. Get your sweet face in there. You got to say hi to everybody with the big cigarette. Okay. He's saying hello to everybody. Hello. Okay. Say hello. All right, everybody. He's going to do downward dog.
He's okay. Going to flap right after that. I can't go without a flap. I'm
probably,
sorry.
And you're going to flap. Oh, no, he's down on the floor again. I don't know what his problem is. Anyways, you guys have a fantastic Wednesday, and he'll flap tomorrow. Yeah. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
This week on the Federalist Radio Hour. The Arizona race is such an interesting one because Blake Masters, from at least my perspective, is a very good candidate and a good sort of glimpse at what the future of the Republican Party could and should be. But it's telling also when that money sort of came out, whether that was personal, whether it was just we need to spend this money elsewhere, or it was we don't like the new guard.
I'm Emily Jashinsky of The Federalist. Subscribe to The Federalist on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.